From Alaska Public Media, this is State of Art. Welcome to State of Art, your weekly dose of Anchorage arts and culture. I'm Ammon Swenson. Coming up, we'll hear from the Seward-based folk band Blackwater Railroad Company. They're celebrating their 10-year anniversary by touring across Alaska. For us in Anchorage, they'll be playing at Willowa on Saturday, July 1st. We're joined by lead singer and guitarist Tyson Davis, keyboard player Kyle Comeau, and bassist Ben Sayers. But first, let's take a quick listen to one of my favorite songs by them. Here's Kids at Play off the album Sound of Home.
Every morning I wake up thinking I gotta quit drinking, doing wrong. But in the nighttime when the show ends, gotta fight the going all alone. If I write out lies, does it make them true? And if I'm loud enough, will they beat you?
Now let's get to my conversation with the band. Blackwater Railroad Company's lead singer and guitarist Tyson Davis says they tried to pack in as much as they could this tour.
We're trying to get everywhere that kind of brought us up into the place that we are now, you know, and all the places that we've loved playing in our 10 years as a band.
And, you know, you guys have had a handful of dates so far this summer. How's it been so far?
This is Kyle. And so far, so incredible. We've had really good luck with the weather, which is always a special element in Alaska at all these gigs. And we've had an awesome turnout. And I think so far we're in shape.
Any favorite moments so far from the handful of shows you guys have done?
This has been so far in Talkeetna. Someone put a helmet of some sort on my head with these cool goggles on them. We got some cool pictures, and the crowd was just going wild, and we were having a great time. Talkeetna knows how to throw down for sure.
Yeah, and you guys always seemed like a band who really kind of liked the crowd kind of really being a part of the show. I know you probably don't want people coming up and messing up your set, but it seems like you guys do kind of like that interaction though, right?
Yeah. Tyson here. We love the energy. We feed off of it. It's a back and forth, you know.
And Kyle here, actually on that same note, that same show in Talkeetna, there was a young girl on her father's shoulders kind of bopping about, and I play piano, but I also play keytar, and that's kind of a portable instrument. So I held it up to her, and the little girl on dad's shoulders got to play a solo. So that was a very, very cute moment, but also kind of exemplifies what you're talking about there. Yeah. We love to connect with people.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, it sounds like you guys probably have a pretty wide range of ages that come to the show. I mean, you guys would be the perfect show. I don't have kids, but I would be like, oh, now there's a show I'd take my kids to because I can go have a good time and I know that they'll probably enjoy it. And it's just kind of a good start to get them into that kind of genre style of music too.
It's true. Tyson here, that is kind of what we've hung our hat on, is it does have a wide appeal from your party sec to your older folks who love kind of like old time music or country western or swing or this, that, and the other, bluegrass. And then you've got, I mean, everybody in between, even kids that are, you know, barely old enough to talk are bopping, and like usually in like they love the fiddle, they love, you know, they love the elements that are playing, and it's usually instruments that you don't see together. So it kind of brings a interesting mix of people, and it's always good vibes. We've never had bad vibes at our shows. It's always positive.
Yeah, Ben here. There's never been a fight at our show, or anything like that. And yeah, ages 1 to 100, and everybody from the bikers to the hipsters have a good time. So
you guys are bringing people together.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Well, for us Anchorage folks, you guys are going to be playing at Willowa on July 1st. You know, do you guys have a favorite city or venue to play in, big or small? You know.
Kyle Hill, Willowa is an awesome one, especially how they're doing it this time. It's going to be an outdoor show using the whole big road, and any shows they do like that are like super, super sick. So, and the food's pretty good too. So, there you go.
Yeah, Tyson here. I have a hard time choosing. It's usually like whichever one's next, because I get excited to get back to these places, or if it's somewhere that we haven't played yet. And because, I mean, that's honestly, this band was born with a sense of adventure and getting to experience and unlock parts of Alaska that we wouldn't maybe have otherwise. So that is propels us a lot. But I mean, we love Homer so much with like Alice's Champagne Palace. We love going to Fairbanks and playing like the Botel, or we're playing at Goldie's, or, and I mean, but then there's like places like Chicken Stock, which is like 12 people that live there, and you know, year round. And then for 1 week in a year, there's 1,000 people there, and they're doing all this cool stuff, and like they make it, unique. So it's hard to choose.
Well, you know, you guys have probably shared the stage with a ton of different bands. You know, do you have anybody that's kind of maybe like your favorite folks to share the stage with, either to go on after them or open for them type of a situation?
We love the Eternal Cowboys, for sure. They're always a good time. And lately we've been hanging out with a Medium Build, and we played a festival with them a little bit ago, and they're always a good time.
Yeah, that's a fun mix.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we've been, had the privilege and the honor of opening up for some out-of-state bands. One that stuck out for me, we got to open for Trampled by Turtles up in Healy when they came through. I guess that's been probably 6 years ago now or so, maybe even longer. But and then like... we opened for Jimmy Eat World last year. This year at Salmon Fest, there's Sierra Hole and then Old Crow Medicine Show, mm-hmm. which is, you know, was a big influence on me starting off in the genre.
And this is Kyle. A couple other local bands that we play a lot with, Zen Trembles and the Roland Roberts Band. If you like us and you haven't heard their music, please do yourself a favor and get familiar.
Do you think maybe coming from Seward has kind of motivated you to get out and explore the state more? Like, we got to get out of here and see what else is beyond these mountains and the ocean.
Definitely. I know, Tyson, here, with all of Alaska, you kind of feel like you're in a bubble, right, from the rest of the world. And Seward is even like a smaller version of that feeling, right? Same like 2,000 people that live and everybody knows each other. And once we started to get shows out of town, because that first year, almost 2 years, we only played in Seward. This is like a community band, and we'd play for free beer, basically. And then we started getting gigs out of town. It's like, whoa, there's a lot of cool stuff out here. Let's go see what this is all about. And then we kind of became addicted to that, you know, because that's what brought me to Alaska. I moved here from North Carolina in 2007. It was that drive to go see what's going on around the next bend, and suddenly I'm in Alaska, you know what I mean? And then the band is just kind of fed that addiction.
Yeah, totally. Well, you guys want to pick a couple of tunes for people to hear? I was kind of thinking, you know, maybe we'd see if we can't find one that is a favorite that maybe doesn't get quite as much love as maybe you think it should.
Yeah, I got you on that. This is Tyson here. One of my personal favorites. For me, if I've left to my own devices, I like to play just like sad country music, and Blackwater shows that doesn't necessarily hit. They're there to dance. When I play my sad songs, they're like, "Why am I feeling? I came to dance," you know. So we do a lot of, we record our slower stuff, but we don't play a whole lot of it live. But Felon of Family would be one that's near and dear to my heart. It's on our album Nanana, which was our third full album that we released, and.
Is there anything particular about that song that, you know, makes you feel that way about it?
For me, I wrote that song. I was painting the picture of this guy who kind of leaves his home in search of riches and trying to find money to bring back to his family. And he leaves with virtuous intentions and comes back with the law on his back, you know, and hunting him down. And so just like having that, like, with me leaving home and just like going through the growing pains of life and like making mistakes and being hurt and hurting others and just like all the ugliness it takes to grow up and become an adult. That's kind of like in the symbolism of the song for me.
Well, let's check it out.
I pour my whiskey into a flask. I took a train to Louisiana the night before last. The bruises on my wrist I got, running from some trouble north of Wynard. For the next 10 hours, I stayed off of my feet. 'Cause I hit the ground running at the mineral sign. The law wasn't looking for some.
someone my size.
Let's do another song while you guys are here. So how about the group's favorite track to play live? I know that might kind of be different depending on who's playing what.
Ben here. I'm a big ABBA fan and really a fan of like anything with like a nice solid groove and some energy behind it. So I'm a big fan of our latest release, Dead Man. It was produced solely in-house and we recorded the music video ourselves and everything. And I'm pretty biased, probably like the bass line in there, so.
Let's take a quick listen to that.
Skin's cold to the touch as he takes his first breath. Seems he's more than long to lift himself to his feet. Get on with another disaster. He can feel the turning of the coming century. It's like the western winds against him. He knows it's gonna bring a new kind of master. And don't you know, when you try to get the dead man, I'm gonna stay near. It makes a difference in me. Don't you know, he can see the gold running in your hands. Knows your face can fall, knows where it's going.
All right, guys. So, you know, after this summer wraps up, you guys are going to be super busy, obviously, with all these shows. But what comes next?
Tyson here. We got a very busy summer tour. We're going to take a week or two off to lick our wounds. And then we're going to Hawaii to do a 2-week tour over there of Maui, then Big Island. And then we are going to take a little break from playing live, and we're going into the studio to record our fourth full album, which the last time we recorded a full album was 2016. So it's been a long time coming, and we're really excited to get in there and see what comes from this new lineup of people that we got and what kind of sound comes from it.
That was my conversation with Blackwater Railroad Company's Tyson Davis, Kyle Comeau, and Ben Sayers. They're touring all over the state this summer in celebration of their 10-year anniversary as a band. They'll be in Anchorage performing at Willowa on Saturday, July 1st. And that's all the time we have for you today. Find us online at alaskapublic.org, the Alaska Public Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ammon Swenson. Thanks for listening.
State of Art is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Theme music is Spring Breakup by Termination Dust. Get in touch with the host by sending an email to soa@alaskapublic.org.